Like when little boys or little girls would get, they feel real good and they start to roll over, head over.
Yes!
All that.
Let me see.
On the grass.
Done in Somerset.
Done in Somerset.
That's
just play done in Somerset.
And, yeah, me too.
Right down the
yeah.
grass.
Get out there and over the head.
And did you go swimming very much? Did you go in the water much?
We would go, and I could go to the place right now. And in them times, the biggest thing we done was people trying to swim. Learning how to swim. Mm-hmm. Get in a mud hole there just about knee deep. I had a brother that passed a number of years ago. He'd do more kicking learning how to swim.
Sure.
We'd go down to them places. It's below his place now that my sister owns. We'd go down to that place on Saturday evenings. Because I had to go to school, you know, through the week. And on Saturday we'd go down there and he was what he called a great swimmer. And he wasn't doing a thing but kicking. Well, he was in water just about knee deep. And I was afraid to walk over in it and others. Yeah.
Did you ever go into deeper water and then so you could jump?
No, we was afraid to. Mm-hmm. And he was afraid. He'd go over in there knee deep and swim, call himself swimming, learn not to
swim. I see.
Yeah.
If older boys did jump into the water, what would they say? Look at him.
What would he say?
If they get on the bank, yes, or on a board, and they jump into deep water, what would they call that?
Well, in them times, it wasn't like that more in high diving, you'd say, no boards. You just walk off of the bank, you know, in the fields and crawl off like this, going down. Because they wasn't going in that deep water.
I see.
No, so you better not get up there that far.
Uh-huh.
You better get on the bank right here. You get on the bank. Wasn't no high diving then. No, sure.
I think one time I've been in the water when he was baptized, that's the only water he's been in.
I just stand around and look at the others. Just be one or two call itself to swim.
Yes.
And me and two or three others, we wouldn't get up there at all and get in there. And he's in there, they was in there kicking just about knee deep, you see, and they couldn't learn to swim, but they thought to swim.
Oh, I see. It sounds as if you had a lot of fun.
We just thought that the grandest thing ever was, going down to the wash hole, it seems.
I see.
Yeah.
Do you have any other recollections of school that you'd like to tell me, or?
Let me see. You mean while we were going to school?
Yes.
One thing I can remember about it so much so, on Friday evenings, every Friday evening the teacher would give away that we'd have what we call a spelling match.
Match
and to see which one could outspell the other. He'd have each, she would have each student from time to time to give out this spelling, you know, seeing which one could outspell. And now here's what was a funny thing, since you spoke about that. She had me giving out that spelling. I guess I'll never forget it. One of the sisters, she see me now, sometimes she think about it. I was popping away on that spelling and I says, Mosquito. She said, Mosquito, M-O-S-Q-U-I-T-O. Carries them to town now. One of her sisters. Believe me, she remembered me giving that out and she tickled my wife, I tell you. She tickled me by spelling Mosquito into Mosquito. Well, I was just speaking about those spelling matches we'd have.
Uh-huh.
And that's where I popped away. And she haven't forgot it yet. And I'll never forget it.
Uh-huh.
Mosquito.
But what you did was sound it out, didn't you?
Yes, it sounds like M-O-S-Q-I-T-O, Mosquito.